This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Newly appointed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli takes oath of office and secrecy, assumes office in Singhadarbar today itself. Newly appointed Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal says budget brought by previous government will not be hindrance to implement new government's vision. 13 bodies of passengers recovered as search for missing people along with two buses swept away by landslide into Trishuli River continues. And US President Joe Biden and his Republican challenger Donald Trump stress unity after rally shooting upends presidential race. Now the news in detail. The newly appointed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has assumed office after taking the oath of office and secrecy before President Ramchandra Paudal at the office of the President in Sheetal Nivas today. He visited Lanchoro to pay homage to the martyrs and headed to the CPNUM's party headquarters in Chasal of Lalitpur. Prime Minister Oli reached Singhadarbar Base Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers and assumed his office today itself. The CPNUML chair Oli became the 45th Prime Minister with the support of Nepali Congress, the largest party in the parliament. This is the fourth time that Oli took the responsibility of the Prime Minister of Nepal. On the occasion, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated KP Sharma Oli on his appointment to the post of the Prime Minister of Nepal through social media acts. President Ramchandra Paudal also administered the oath of office and secrecy to 19 ministers along with newly appointed Deputy Prime Ministers Prakash Man Singh and Bishnu Prasad Paudal today. Singh took the oath as the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development while Paudal as the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance. 19 newly appointed ministers sworn in are Prithvi Subba Gurung, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Ramesh Lekhak, Minister for Home Affairs, Sarat Singh Bhandari, Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Dr. Arzu Rana, Minister for Foreign Affairs. Similarly, Pradeep Yadav was administered oath of office and secrecy as Minister for Water Supply and Sanitation, Balaram Adhikari as Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Damodar Bhandari as Minister of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, and Nawal Kishore Shah Suri as Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens. Likewise, President Paudal administered oath of office and secrecy to Devendra Dahal as Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Tejulal Chaudhary as Minister for Youth and Sports, Pradeep Paudal as Minister for Health and Population, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia as Minister for Health, for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. Similarly, Badri Prasad Pandey was sworn in as Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Ramnath Adhikari as Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development, Bidya Bhattrai as Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Manbir Rai as Minister for Defence, Deepak Kharka as Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Raj Kumar Gupta as Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, and Ain Bahadur Shahi as Minister for Forest and Environment were also among those ministers who were sworn in by the President. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held under the chair of newly appointed Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has decided to construct a well-appointed sports stadium in Kirtipur. PM Oli's secretariat said the meeting held after assuming office at the Council of Ministers' office in Singhadarbar following taking oath from President Ramchandra Paudal took the decision. The cabinet decided to build parapets of the spectators in the stadium, floodlights for night sports and the necessary infrastructure. A timeline of 300 days has been set for this work. The meeting also decided to appoint Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subba Gurung, as the spokesperson of the Government of Nepal. The newly appointed Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podal has said the budget brought by the previous government would not be a hindrance to implementing the vision and mission of the newly formed government. Taking charge of his office after reaching the Ministry of Finance at Simhadarbar following the oath-taking ceremony at the office of the President today, Minister Podal believed that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year would not hamper the course of action to be charted by the newly formed government. Meanwhile, the newly appointed Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has pledged to work for the rule of law, law and order and crime control. Assuming the office in Simhadarbar today, Minister Lekhak formed a task force to study the incident of two buses that were swept away by a landslide in the Thrissur River on Friday. Meanwhile, newly appointed Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung, assumed the office today. Taking charge of the office at the ministry in Simhadarbar, he decided to carry out legal and institutional restructuring of the subordinate agencies of the ministry for safe and effective use of communications and information technology systems. He also directed the employees of the agencies under the ministry to work proactively in a way to bring outcomes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nine bodies of the passengers who went missing after the two buses were swept away from the landslide into the Thrissur River at Simultal of Chitwan on Friday morning have been recovered today. With this, the number of bodies recovered so far has reached 13. According to the police, nine bodies were recovered from Madhya Nawalparasi, three from Chitwan and one from Nawalparasi. District Police Office Nawalparasi's Information Officer and Deputy Superintendent of Police Bed Bahadur Podal said out of nine recovered bodies, five bodies have been identified as the passengers of the missing vehicles. He said the bodies which were found on Monday have not been identified, but the investigation is going on with the assumption that the bodies were of the missing passengers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. United States President Joe Biden and his Republican challenger Donald Trump have called on Americans to put aside political divisions and come together after Trump narrowly survived an attempted assassination. According to the Al Jazeera, in a 6.5-minute address from the Oval Office on Sunday night, Biden said political violence could not be normalized and that all Americans have a responsibility to cool it down when it comes to be heated political rhetoric. Acknowledging the sharp differences between Democrats and Republicans, Biden said he would continue to articulate his vision for the country ahead of November's presidential election, but that political disagreements must always be settled at the ballot box. Trump was left with a bloodied face after a gunman on Saturday opened fire at a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, striking the former president in the air. Corey Comperator, a 50-year-old former fire chief, was killed and several others were injured in the attack. Investigators are still looking into the motives of the 20-year-old suspected shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, who was shot dead by authorities shortly after he opened fire on the rally. Meanwhile, Trump says he will bring the country together at the Republican convention this week and will give a whole different speech to the humdinger he had planned. Pakistan's government will seek to ban the political party of jailed ex-Prime Minister Imran Khan, the information minister said Monday, days after a series of court decisions that favored the former leader. Khan was chilled in the run-up to a February election, and his PTI party was targeted by a crackdown analysts say was a result of his defiance against the country's powerful military. An alliance of parties considered close to the military came to power after the polls, marred by allegations of rigging, but crucial court decisions last week ruled in Khan's favor. In a landmark ruling on Friday, the Supreme Court granted the PTI more parliamentary seats after party members were forced to run as independents in the February 8 election. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There is also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Newly appointed Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli takes oath of office and secrecy, assumes office in Singhhadarbat today itself. Newly appointed Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Paudal says budget brought by previous government will not be hindrance to implement new government's vision. 13 bodies of passengers recovered as search for missing people, along with two buses swept away by landslide into Trisuli River continues, and the US President Joe Biden and his Republican challenger Donald Trump stress unity after rally shooting upends presidential race. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.